This is WKAR. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Yesterday, Michigan State University was fined $4.5 million by the Department of Education for failing to protect students from sexual harassment and abuse. It's the largest fine ever issued by the department for not complying with a federal law that requires clear and prompt reporting of crimes that endanger students. WKAR's Abigail Sensky has been covering the fallout, and she joins me now in the studio. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
Of course.
What were the report's major findings?
So the report found that the highest levels of university leaders failed to protect students from sexual harassment and assault, specifically in the cases of now convicted former MSU Dean William Strample and former MSU sports medicine Dr. Larry Nassar. Those highest levels of leaders include former President Luanna Simon and the university's top academic officer, Provost June Hewitt, who resigned yesterday. The report found that MSU failed to comply with the Clery Act and that the school's Title IX system failed at many levels, and that there was a whole network of employees who were involved in the president and provost inaction. It will also require the university to hire an independent Clery Act compliance officer and make systemic changes to their Title IX policy. I spoke with university spokeswoman Emily Gerken-Grunt yesterday, and she told me MSU's new president, Samuel Stanley Jr., plans to use this Department of Education report as a blueprint for future actions.
Well, we accept the accountability that MSU has to make changes, to pay this fine, to be accountable for the failures that we've had to our community and to the survivors of sexual assault. And President Stanley looks at these investigations as a blueprint for action moving forward and some of the changes we need to continue making.
Now, the fine wasn't the only fallout. Yesterday, Provost June Hewitt resigned. How did the university respond to that?
The report is very damning towards Provost Hewitt and basically blames her and former President Luanna Simon for being the top officials who enabled William Strample to continue serving as dean of the School of Osteopathic Medicine despite investigations into inappropriate behavior that began back in 2004. When I asked Grant yesterday why the provost resigned only after the fine and Department of Education report, this is what she said.
Well, I can't speak for the provost as to why the timing seemed appropriate for her now. She said in her note to the university that she thinks this is appropriate to allow the university to continue moving forward, and we share that sentiment.
You are listening to WKAR. We're speaking with politics reporter Abigail Sensky about the Department of Education's report that found MSU did not follow federal laws to protect students from sexual assault and harassment. MSU was fined $4.5 million. How has the community reacted?
I spoke with Liz Abner, an attorney and former employee of the Office of Institutional Equity. That's an office on campus aimed at preventing sex-based discrimination, harassment, and assault. She told me she wasn't surprised, and she's tentatively hopeful. This is what she said.
So I do have hope that change will come, and I think that, you know, very slowly and very involuntarily, we are seeing change happen.
Abner also told me this is different than previous investigations. The school has been being investigated by the Department of Ed's Office of Civil Rights since 2015, and technically, the Office of Civil Rights is able to threaten to entirely cut off federal funding, but schools understand that that's a pretty empty threat. Abner told me that because this investigation found the school violated the Clery Act, it's a historic find, and it's different. This is what she said.
So I think the potential of being fined further for this may give this some additional teeth, although that certainly remains to be seen.
As far as survivor advocates and Nassar and Strample survivors go, many in that community have effectively said yes, but. The group Reclaim MSU called Hewitt's resignation overdue and insufficient. They're calling for the trustees to resign. And another prominent survivor and advocate tweeted, Rachel Denhollander asked, how much is a girl worth? And Betsy DeVos said, not that much. So there's still a lot of frustration and mistrust, and how much change at the university can come after this report and fine remains to be seen.
We've been talking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky about the findings of the Department of Education report and a fine MSU received yesterday for not complying with federal laws. Thanks so much for being here, Abigail.
Of course.